This your boy Thekka Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the inner site on the internet. This is the Frocast. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. Ricenberg. Sitting in with my tag team partners for the evening, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. Famous Jameis.
Hell nah. You stupid. And along with King Germ, we got GQ Blue in the house. Say what's up to the people, Blue.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Asian Deliverance, a.k.a. Ace Club, a.k.a. Mr. Centennial, a.k.a. Blue Fire, you know.
Damn, all that, huh?
Hey, man, we 100 in about 4 more hours. 3 more hours now.
Hey, I thought you were supposed to be hitting the road for that.
Nah, man, I couldn't afford it now. I'm going in July. We're going to have a celebration in July.
Damn. So what's up, man? What's up with the resolutions? Y'all got resolutions this year? How was New Year? Let the people know what's up.
Well, my resolution this year was stay away from the white women because, you know, they have been a black man's downfall. Over centuries and time, so that was my resolution to leave the white women alone, man. So, yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Don't you have a queen germ?
Yes. So and she's white. And she's white. And
oh, so, queen germ is white. My bad, I missed that.
Yes. Yeah.
The gullah queen germ that was on the Frocast.
Yeah, she one of them white gullah people. They're very rare.
Stupid, man. GQ Blue, you got any resolutions, man? How was your new year?
It was good, man. I was in the Smokies. I didn't get ate by a bear, so it was a win. Resolution, less bacon.
Hold up, man.
You was in the Smokies, and now you're saying less bacon. Are you trying to tell us something, GQ Blue? Are you a stoner? You live in Colorado. Oh, I got a shout-out real quick. Shout-out to my nigga PT. Today's birthday. Happy birthday, PTZ, man.
Oh, shit. Happy birthday, PTZ, man. Hey, smoke one.
Exactly. Out in Colorado, my nigga. It's a shortage now, man. Shit.
Hold up, man. There ain't no shortage.
Yes, it is. They have been moving units, and they are, and people have been buying up so much that it's a fucking, like, the price went up or something, because it's a shortage. They're running out. You know, they had $1 million in sales, like, first fucking day or something like that. It was ridiculous, man.
I bet you that was the best day in Colorado ever, nigga.
I bet you it smelled. I bet you it was like a thin, like a layer of smoke just over the whole state that you could see from space if you looked at it on a satellite. She was probably awesome.
I bet you niggas were smoking at the most inappropriate place. They was like in church smoking.
Well, no, you can't smoke in public. That's the rules. You got to be 21 years old. If you're a resident, you can buy up to an ounce. If you're non-resident, you can only get a quarter of an ounce. And you can only use it in private places. So no public. You can't just sit in the park and light up. You know, you can't smoke in your car because you can get a DUI now from smoking. They test the nanogram, some nanos, then they test and see, you know. Yeah, so
that's grade A investigation, Jerm.
I mean, this nigga went to weed college on us real quick, didn't he?
I mean, you know, I'm just trying to inform our listeners that live around, and you still can't bring it across state lines,
sir. So, but we don't do fact checking on this shit.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, this is for the smokers. You know, they forget things, and you know, so try to help them out. And I got one more AKA I forgot, man. Young Chipotle, man. Shout out to Young Chipotle, man.
Oh, if we doing forgotten AKAs. AKA young Velveeta. Shout out to my Velveeta folks. Okay, got a shortage.
Wait. We need to go back to the Chipotle. What, nigga?
Young Chipotle? Oh man, I was watching Love and Hip Hop last night, and Rich Dollars called Sin Santana. He called her Young Chipotle, cause you know she loves Chipotle. So that shit made me laugh so hard last night. He's like, you Young Chipotle over there.
Hell no. And Velveeta?
Hey, there's a Velveeta shortage, dog. It's a Velveeta shortage.
Right, is there now any link between the weed shortage and the Velveeta shortage?
Well, they're saying the Velveeta shortage is the fact that so many people are making chili con queso for the playoff parties that there's a shortage on Velveeta right now.
So last year it was wings, this year it's cheese.
Yes.
Well, we know the brother stole the goddamn wings in Atlanta. That
$65,000 worth of wings. Yeah. Chickens, that is, man. I was doing the math right. The other day. That's ridiculous.
Are there wings still floating around Atlanta, contraband wings in Atlanta?
I mean, yeah, like they frozen and put them on ice or something. It had to be something, man. Like, nah, dog.
Like our dudes on the street, like, hey, bro. Hey. I got what you need, bro.
This nigga's doing inappropriate shit with chicken right now. This nigga's out there with chicken skin jackets and shit. Just trying to start.
2013 shortage wings.
Nigga, my drought. Air Force Ones with these motherfucking foam posit chicken wings, son.
I got the 18s with snake skin and chicken skin leather.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about this shit, nigga. I got chicken on the left. I got leather on the right. What you talking about? God damn, man. That is fucked up. Let's get into this sports shit. Let's jump right into the goddamn sports shit because there's a lot of stuff to wrap up before we get to our main topic today. Football wrap up. I guess we should start with college because that makes the most sense.
Nah, let's not talk about college. Not at all. Oh, only thing we can talk about college is I want to say congratulations to the University of Louisville. We do have a Louisville alum on the line right now. And they hired back Bobby Petrino, the coach that left y'all like a thief in the night. And y'all hired him back. That looks real desperate, Louisville. All the coaches in the world, you're going to pick one that, you know, did y'all bad. But, hey, congratulations. You know, thank you for setting your football program back 5 years.
I'm going to say he's a proven winner. We had a top five offense under Bobby Petrino. We was putting 70 on Cats when Bobby Petrino was here. He only lost like 13 games. He had an 80% win percentage. And we won an Orange Bowl with Bobby Petrino.
Can I jump in?
Yes, sir.
When the talk came out about Bobby Petrino coming back, weren't you one of the naysayers?
I wasn't even on the show.
Nah, I'm talking about on Twitter. I could have swore you tweeted. That should have never happened.
No, I didn't. This is what I tweeted. I said, I'm not mad at Coach Strong. I said, go mile to the bros. He's a bruh, Central Arkansas State. My thing was, I didn't really necessarily understand the appeal of Texas. For this fact, we're about 14 playoff system next year. It's going to expand each year to eventually what, 16 teams?
It's never going to be 16, but go ahead.
Or however many things. I know the first is going to be four. We're going to expand to eight the following year. And I don't know how big it's going to be. But my point is, so all your names and the prestige and the brand don't matter too much anymore. It's just about wins. You might go to the ACC, and outside of Famous James is about to probably leave this year, and outside of Florida State, who else is in the ACC? Dude's got an upcoming program. Cool. North Carolina looked decent. But you're about to move to the ACC with a strong Florida recruiting class. It's not like you weren't going to get anywhere with Louisville. And expectations were way, 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 way lower in Louisville than they were in Texas. He's going to have to win straight out. You already got their biggest boost. So he should have been a position coach, not a head coach.
Hey, man.
Can I say something? Okay, first of all, the appeal of Texas, that's one of the top three. That's one of the top five jobs in football. You know, that's like being – I'm just saying. I mean, you the head coach at the University of Texas?
I get it.
Yeah, that's like, and for him to be a black man getting that job, that shit blew my mind. Like, oh shit, you know. So this is bigger than Ty Willingham going to Notre Dame. This is bigger than, you know. This is like biggest, you know. This is bigger than fucking Eddie fucking Robinson. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't get it. I mean, I understand the pop around being the head of Texas. I'm just saying for Coach Strong, who as much as I, you know, great football coach. Dude is horrible in front of the media. He don't like the media. He always tells the media. He's like, to me, let me try to think. He might be the Daniel Bryan of coaches. Sorry, you're going to get that. He can't cut a promo. He can't cut a – like, dude stutters like a mug. Like, and for that job, he's going to have to be in everybody's face. Going to have to be
– You got to be a politician to be a UT coach, just about. You can't just be a coach. You got to be – so he gonna have a lot of kissing babies. Like, it's gonna be, I feel bad for the people of Texas, the ones that have problems with people that's a little darker than them, and that's their coach. I mean, it's gonna be awkward because, like you said, what was the guy named, the one that came out and, you know, sorry, this your city. You supposed to know all about this. You know, these your people. You know, the one, excuse me?
I'm just here, nigga.
No. Yeah. I heard you got a tattoo. They got Austin in the skyline on your back.
Stop it.
But I will say I knew it was coming because one thing was Charlie Strong always had a problem with Louisville is that we weren't the SEC. We weren't selling out home games 2 weeks before in advance. We weren't selling out the red and white scrimmages. We weren't having huge parades. He wants that kind of a scene.
I mean, you got to think where he came from. He came from, you know, one of the greatest. Yeah. One of the greatest universities of all time. You know, so you can't. Excuse me?
I'm just saying, a lot of people was like, oh, well, how could he leave here? He didn't take University of Tennessee. I was like, but look, the Big 12 is way easier than the SEC. Who would want to rebuild a damn Tennessee Volunteers program right now?
Exactly.
So that was an easy call not to leave there. So I'm not mad at him.
Then the recruiting factor. He didn't have to lead a state to recruit a team. He doesn't. He can get his whole team from kicker to QB in his state. And it's just like,
he can recruit for years, nigga. These motherfuckers have eighth grade football games in stadiums.
Yes.
He can recruit for the years coming up.
I'm not mad at him. I wish him well. Like I said, wish him bro well. I do have a story about Charlie Strong, but because of Centennial, I'm not about to put a brother down on the show. So I will say that.
Look, email me the story, and I'll tell it from my point of view.
I'll tell it next week when I'm not feeling so brotherly. I'll tell it next week.
Hey, all I know is, like Jerv said, I hate for a 3-game losing streak. Oh, my God.
I was going to be hell.
The slander is going to fly, my nigga.
Well, they're going to be like, I told y'all not to have that nigger out here. This is going to be the announcer. I told you I had a fucking nigger. It's going to be an old.
It's going to be racial slur. It's going to be racial slur story on ESPN galore.
On the Longhorn Network, they're going to be going ham.
Yo, over or under. 3 losses, we'll see blackface in the stands.
Under.
I'm going to say 1 win, and you're going to see blackface in the stands.
They're going to be coming out in full gear, nigga. They're going to be, yo, this shit is horrible. I feel for the brother.
It's going to be a whole lot of people starting conversations like, well, you know, I have black friends, but.
Yeah. Or this is going to sound racist. Shit. Here we go. It's about to happen, man.
I don't
I'm
mean
trying
to
be funny or nothing. But he got a white wife, so he halfway in there with it. We're going to go ahead and put it out there.
As soon as a player gets in trouble, they're going to be like, well. I mean, you brought the element to the school. God damn, man. It's going to be rough, man. But good luck with all that shit. At least you got the playoffs. So, like GQ was saying, I think that actually works in his favor. Because now with the playoffs, you probably get more people that go to Texas that probably wouldn't have before. Because Texas has been falling off. So now with the playoff situation, you got a little bit better shot. So, good luck to him, man. Y'all don't want to recap the bowls? I mean, y'all don't want to talk about Mizzou winning the Cotton Bowl?
Nothing happened.
We don't want to talk about Mizzou winning the Cotton Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Missouri won the Cotton Bowl. Congratulations, Missouri.
That's how you're going to do, Jern?
I'm going to be back to not being relevant next year.
Hold on.
Let's be honest, all right. Missouri took advantage of Georgia. Let's be honest. Y'all won 2 games last year, and all of a sudden, y'all won the East this year. Like, whoa, what happened? You know what happened? Florida and Georgia had too many injuries. That's the only reason why y'all won.
Is it?
Yes.
What's the reason that Florida State won?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Florida State didn't win?
I don't know. I didn't mean it was a national championship game. Didn't know that. Thanks for filling me in. Who played?
not Florida and Auburn played. It was Florida State.
Sure, it was a good game.
Florida State is the champion. I'm sure that you had, you got a chance to see a lot of merchandise for Florida State.
Maybe, I seen a couple shirts around here. I didn't know what it was about. I thought it was their basketball team or something. I didn't know.
Really?
I really didn't know. I mean, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, and speaking of football, shout out to QB Teddy Bridgewater, projected number 1 draft pick in the NFL draft. Shout out to Teddy.
Yeah, let's roll into that, the NFL shit. So the number 1 draft pick is the Texans, correct?
Yes, sir.
The Rams have the number 2 pick, don't they?
That is correct, sir.
How did y'all fucking work that out? Y'all won 10 games this year, man.
Hey, well, we slapped the shit out of RG3, and pretty much it. That's the second pick from that trade we made 2 seasons ago.
Oh, see, it worked out in y'all favor. So,
got in our favor, yeah.
Who do you see the Rams picking up?
A trade. That pick is as good as gone, my nigga. We got 2 picks in the top 15. That pick is gone.
Well, they're saying the Texans trying to trade their number 1 pick. I don't know for what.
Yeah, I saw that. That doesn't sound like the right move.
Nobody wants Bridgewater, man. Why would you? I would not take him, number one. I'm sorry. I couldn't do
it. Why? Who would you pick? If you're the Texans now. You're the Texans.
If I'm the Texans, I know I need a quarterback. With the quarterbacks coming out this year, this is not a good year for QBs. I mean, I wouldn't take Johnny Manziel. I just wouldn't do it. I think him and Bridgewater, they're like the two biggest risks. Because Teddy, how tall is Teddy, first off?
Teddy is 6 foot.
See, that means he's probably about 5'9". You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, because everybody.
And you know what I say that? Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is a baller, though. That's different. Russell Wilson did it in two big-time conferences. Russell Wilson is a winner, okay? Wow. And he got a good team around him, so let's not, you know.
Full of slander today, boy.
I'm not full of slander. I'm just being honest, man. I mean, I just think
Didn't Tay do it against Florida? Like, what you want?
He did against a team that was disappointed to be playing in the Sugar Bowl and not the national championship.
Here we go. This Jerv got more excuses.
They was hitting the hell out of that nigga. No, exactly. It looked like when he was trying to sack his ass, it didn't look like they didn't care.
Good. The ones that was hitting was the ones that was going pro, so they had to show out, and they did. Like, I was just like, these niggas don't give a fuck. They out here getting penalties. They hitting after the whistle. They like, hey man, Teddy did his thing. He won the game, but like I said again, Florida was not up to play, just like an Alabama team that was disappointed to be where they were. So they're just like, fuck it.
My hope, and GQ never gets what he wants in life, especially my sports team. So this probably won't happen. But my hope is for Teddy to go to the Texans, because the Texans really are only a head scratching coach. And a bad QB from a playoff team. I feel like that'd be a perfect situation for him. They have a good defense. They have a running back. You have Andre Johnson. That, to me, is a perfect situation for him to grow under. Even though Mashup sucked this season, he's my favorite fantasy stat padder. I've had him like 3 years in a row in the fantasy leagues.
How many leagues stats have you won with Mashup as your quarterback?
Come on, man.
It's not about him winning it. But in the past, he's been 4,000-yard passer. He choked in the playoffs. By that time, I didn't need him. I needed him to give me enough points to get to the next round.
So you think that Bridgewater will go to Texas and be great with the new coach from Penn State?
Yes. Yeah. He was offensive coach over there before in New England.
Impossible. That's a lot of new for them to be.
But who was the quarterback that he had that made him look so great? It was a guy named Tom Brady.
Yeah, a guy was like, what, a 6th-round draft pick?
That was maybe the best quarterback of all time. Top three, at least.
Arguably, yeah. I can't even go.
He's better than Peyton Manning. I'm just going to go ahead on record and say
it just don't feel right, man, because it's Patriots. It just don't feel right.
I mean, I understand that, but he's better than Peyton. Peyton is probably the best regular season quarterback.
I'm not putting Tom Brady in my top five.
What? Wow. Okay, who'd be your top five? Top
Tom Brady, he'd probably be six. He's not in my top five.
We got it here.
Five quarterbacks than Tom Brady. Your opinion.
Marino, Montana, shit. Who else?
Shit. Give me Marino, give me Montana, give me Favre, give me Steve Young. Shit, I might take Warren Moon over goddamn Tom Brady.
Wow.
Now you're doing the most. I thought you might have at least said Elway.
Yeah, they didn't throw Elway in there.
I'll never throw. I have a deep hatred for the Broncos.
Motherfucking
Warren Moon, son.
Warren Moon is the greatest black quarterback of all time. He is the greatest until Cam Newton unseats him one day. But as far as I just can't know. Who was the other guy you said? You said somebody else was questionable.
Steve Young.
Steve fucking Young. This dude's a fucking backup, man.
Steve Young has what? Three or four rings.
He earned one. He wrote bench for the other ones.
I just don't know.
Give me Rodgers over Tom Brady.
That's okay. That's a homer pick right there. That's definitely picking your team.
Hey, man, let me go to Andy Dalton while we had him. Andy Dalton.
I hear you, but you definitely go.
Fucking Cleo Lynch. Cleo Lynch.
Really? No. Really. I'm not that bad. Boomer Esiason over Tom Brady. Boomer Esiason. Like, give me Boomer Esiason.
He's better than
shit, give me Ryan Leaf. I take Ryan Leaf too.
Kurt Warner better than Tom Brady too, right? I mean, come on, man.
I mean, he got Jesus on his side. Jesus making the play happen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, who you think is on Tom Brady's side? He's got a model wife. He can wear Uggs and nobody calls him. Got hurt model wife the entire rule in the NFL. I think he is Jesus. He got Tebow cut. He got Tebow cut, dog. I think Brady is definitely.
Oh, shout out to Tebow for still having that dream. Talking about, I'm only doing this SEC network as I try to become a NFL quarterback again. Shout out to him having
the dream. I don't appreciate the shine that they give this nigga for being an announcer. I was very upset to see him working out. Jerm, I know this is, you know, a sore spot for you, but I don't appreciate seeing more workouts of him. And I don't appreciate seeing old boy act like he's the quarterback god. Tebow was about to train, and he wanted me to come down and take a look at him. So this is what I thought. What the hell? It was like a commercial during ESPN.
Listen, man, Tebow drives numbers, okay? Tebow, LeBron, Kobe, like, those guys do numbers for ESPN. Like I told y'all before, ESPN is indebted to these guys. So they have to. Anything Tebow does, man, it's a story, man.
Like, Skip Bayless' career, like, hinges on Tim Tebow, don't it?
Barely, because he even talked about it during the playoffs. He said, who was he talking about? Who just played? It was a Sunday game. I can't think of who the fuck it was. Skip Bailey said that I think that such and such is good, but I don't think he has a Tebow factor yet. I haven't seen him do it. I said, Jesus Christ.
It was probably goddamn Andy Dalton.
No, it wasn't even Andy Dalton. It was a winner.
hey, and I tweeted, I said, look, Marvin Lewis ain't won a playoff game in Cincinnati. He ain't never going to win with goddamn Andy Dalton. He will never win a playoff game with Andy Dalton as starting quarterback in Cincinnati.
Y'all turn on quarterbacks real quick.
I'm telling you, Cincinnati, he was just Cincinnati Red 3 weeks ago. I mean,
y'all turn.
I've never said I like Andy Dalton. I've never said I like
Andy Dalton. I'm talking about y'all being the collective. Everybody turned on Andy Dalton. I mean, I've never seen so many anti-Dalton tweets. They was like, oh, Andy Dalton being Andy Dalton. I'm like, when did that happen?
I've never seen that big of a case of lemon booty before in my life. Like, big game, he just choked. He just choked.
Wait a minute. Ain't no way you said that when Brett Favre is your top four, top five. God.
I've seen Brett Favre do more amazing things. But even still, when he throw a pick, that nigga still look confident. He still looks confident.
He know he's not getting pulled. He was like, I can throw five picks. Coach gonna keep me in the game.
And I'm gonna come back and run a 2 minute drill and win the game. It don't matter. I'm
a gunslinger. They call him a gunslinger.
I would get mad at Skip Bayless for calling Tony Romo this era's Brett Favre. This era's Brett Favre is Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is this era's Brett Favre.
Hold on, man. Luck's a winner.
Exactly. Brett Favre's the winner. He's a three-time MVP and got a Super Bowl ring. And been the two.
And how many passing interceptions has he thrown?
Not as many as game-winning touchdowns he's thrown.
That's debatable. I had to double-check that. I mean, I guess if you're playing 7,000 games and you throw 6,000.
I'm not here for the Brett Favre slander.
I'm just saying, man. You're reaching a little much on that one, bro. You're reaching.
Okay, quick question. Will Peyton Manning and them make it out? Will they be one and done again this year? I'm saying yes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying yes. Andrew Luck is a beast. I was not on the Andrew Luck wagon until that Kansas City game. And I saw him do what he did.
It took you that long?
I was skeptical.
Man, I recanted my statements about Luck like game five of his first season. Because remember, I was all RG3. And I was like, man, fuck Luck. He ain't going to do shit by game five. I was like, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. That cat, hey. Even Jerm was talking about that shit during the playoff game. Yeah, they came to play today. I was like, all right, yeah, they look good, but
speaking of, don't you got to feel sorry for Alex Smith? That dude does everything and it still don't work out.
Well, it's Andy Reid for him. Andy Reid got two fucking, he stopped fucking running the ball in the second half. I don't give a fuck if all your running backs is injured. Run the ball. Put somebody back there, run the ball. Andy Reid being Andy Reid, just like he did in Philly for all those years. He just got pass happy. Like, you got a 20 fucking 8 point lead. Why are you motherfucking passing the ball? Like, stop.
That's all he's trying to do.
I mean, that's true. I'm just like, hey, man, dude had four touchdowns. Alex Smith had four touchdowns and no picks, man. I know he had that one fumble, but still, that's like, god damn.
Yeah, I mean, but that's like Jerm said, that's Andy being Andy. That's Andy being Andy. He will find a way to fuck up.
Yep.
You win nine games in a row and then lose five out of, like, dude, that shit was bad, man. That shit was bad. They got exposed, man. So, yeah, that's all fucked up. Have our Super Bowl picks changed? Have y'all changed who y'all picking to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't even remember who I picked.
Pick now, damn it.
Go ahead, Blue.
But my picks were the Seahawks and the Broncos, but I have to see what Andrew Luck did. I think he's going to upset Peyton. So
How far do you have them going?
But yeah, because the Chargers play the Broncos this week, and the Colts play the Patriots.
I got the Colts beating the Broncos in the AFC Championship.
But you just said you had the Broncos losing their first game. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my bad.
Fuck facts.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Fuck facts get funny, man.
I've got the Broncos playing the Chargers. I'm thinking they were playing the Colts, but they play the Patriots this weekend. Yeah. So they'll make it to the conference championship, and they'll lose. Andrew Luck's gonna get them there. He's gonna go to the Super Bowl and play the Seahawks.
So you saying Tom Brady's gonna lose this week?
At home.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Who's he going to? Who's he throwing to?
He can throw to himself.
We've been going to all season at 12-4, yo.
Exactly. 12-4, and Gronk only played like 6 games.
Right. 12-4, dog. Y'all motherfuckers gonna stop. Like, I don't like the Patriots.
And they called Deion Branch. Deion Branch will come and play this weekend for them. He's still under contract. I bet y'all didn't know that.
Man. Sorry, sir. He's with the Colts now, ain't he?
Yeah, he's with the Colts. They just signed him.
That was a joke. And for real, he signed for real. Deion Branch is like 40.
He got signed by the Colts, and the Patriots signed.
Go Cards.
So they kind of switched receivers, which will probably be the story. I'm surprised we haven't heard that this week. The Patriots got Collie, the Colts got Branch.
Who wants Collie? Collie's a fucking injury waiting to happen. He's a concussion waiting to happen.
This is the third time they signed him this season.
They'll let you know he's shitty.
No, because the Patriots cut somebody on Super Bowl night.
Tyquan Underwood.
Yeah, Tyquan Underwood, who is now with the Bucks, I think.
He had a Patriot cut in his head, and this motherfucker get cut. I said, God damn.
He could have at least kept him on the roster just for the haircut.
Yeah, I'm doing media day, and I get cut like, damn, like, man.
Mm. That's got to feel like shit. You doing media day, you doing the interviews, you getting pictures taken, and then you go back to your hotel room, and they got your bags packed.
You're like, yeah, it's not working out. What you mean?
Right. Did you see what my barber did? I can't cut this out, man.
Freddie Mitchell didn't last that long either. Mm. He had a nice haircut, but you know, Fred X wasn't there too long.
Yeah, I can't see the Colts beating the Patriots, and I want the Colts to win. Lord knows I do, but you're not getting that one. And Brady will definitely get past the Chargers because we don't know who the fuck the Chargers are. We still have no idea. So
Chargers are the hottest team in the AFC right now, if you want to be honest. But
well, they'll be the hottest team in the first, going home. They'll be the hottest team at the crib.
Okay, well, I'm going to surprise a lot of people with my picks.
Go for it, sir.
Well, in the AFC side, I'm going to say it's going to be the Chargers and the Chargers are going to make it to the AFC Championship game. Whether they win or not, that's up in the air, but they're going to be there. And on the NFC side, it's going to be a rematch. It's going to be the Seahawks versus the Panthers. And I got the Panthers going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what? What just happened right now? What just happened?
What? I mean, listen.
Are you pulling for Cam Newton to go to the Super Bowl? What just happened right now?
I'm pulling for the Carolina Panthers.
You know that's who their quarterback is, right?
Yes, yeah, a guy that was born on the same day as me. Same day. That's probably why me and Cam Newton don't get along right now. Same day.
Are you trying to big up your birthday because of Cam Newton right now? Are you trying to drag?
Nah, I don't need to do that. I mean, May 11th is the greatest day recorded in history, but I mean, you know.
What year?
1992. What the fuck is he talking about?
Every time. So we got the Panthers versus the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
No, I said the Panthers versus, I don't know who's going to win the AFC, but I got the Chargers being in the AFC Championship game. I'm not saying they're going to win, but they're going to be there. And, you know, but I got Panthers winning it all, you know, bring the title home to Carolina.
So are you saying it's going to be the Colts versus the Chargers in the AFC Championship?
I can't count out Tom Brady. I can't count him out, man. I'm just sorry. Until Tom Brady is beaten, I would never count him out because time and time again, he's proven that, you know, he's a force to be reckoned with. He's the AFC Championship game last year. Like, I don't understand. Then you got people talking about Tom Brady washed. I was just like, washed? Like, are you kidding me? Like, just because Peyton Manning is having an awesome offensive season, you can't say Tom Brady washed because at the end of the day, Tom Brady's still better. Period.
Yeah.
But we can talk about sports for another hour, you know.
Yeah, it'll be all sports.
We got to talk about some music since we are a music site. Didn't we have one music topic, I think?
I think we had one music topic. That was recapping the awards. We did our awards this year. I didn't get in on it this year. I fucking slept. I missed out on nominations. I did do the Solections. Props to all six of you who read it. I did do the Solections R&B.
It was nice, though. It was nice.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Somebody told me that Sarray has horrible R&B music taste. I was just like, they said you didn't even mention Beyonce album.
Nah, it was in there.
Yeah, that was number three. The third list of one, I think. So somebody didn't read and they slandered me. That sounds about normal. That's a regular day.
Okay.
That's a regular thing. That sounds about accurate. So we did have our awards this year. Y'all participated, I imagine.
Hey, yo, real talk, though. I'm just glad getting a little testy, man.
What happened?
Oh, go ahead, John.
No, you said what you say. I heard testy. That sounds better than what I was saying.
Our fans getting testy. Like, they calling us out. I posted that Charles Gambino review, and you should have watched the damn play. You would have knew what that pink toe's all about. I'm like, God damn, nigga, shit. Are you paying my checks?
Hey, man, shit. Y'all got to understand, we have sold out. So we don't give a fuck about what y'all readers are saying. You're sold out. Whatever the fuck they tell us, go
in. Viacom pay me, nigga.
Yes, whatever the sponsors say, that's what we feel like.
This is how the review comes. They send us the album. They say, hey, Gambino, I need 4 stars or don't put that shit up. And here's a check. And that's what the fuck we give them.
Only thing I'm going to tell y'all right now is this week, Coke tastes better than Pepsi. But if Pepsi send me that check next week, Pepsi's better than Coke. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I want a tattoo on my shoulder like CM Punk around this bitch. That motherfuckers better recognize. But albums of the year, we gave it to King Germ's pick. I think you picked this as soon as the album came out. Born Sinner.
They don't say he gave my pick. See, you the second person to feel like I had something to do with that. I had nothing to do with that.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you predicted. I'm giving you credit.
Oh,
you
okay.
When the album came out, you was like, yo, this is album of the year.
Yeah.
So even though it was a homer pick, it still happened to be the album of the year. By four votes, everybody else was three and two and shit, but that was four votes. Who were the four? It was y'all two, B-Eazy.
Nah, B-Eazy didn't pick that. B-Eazy picked Drake, I think. It was either between Drake or Magna Carta.
I was going to say he had to pick Magna Carta. There's only two votes for that shit. What had to be easy?
It might have been Calvin. Who knows, man? But, you know, Born Sinner won, which it was the best hip-hop album. Drake had the second best album. You know, I think B-Eazy actually voted for Yeezus. I think he voted for, it was either Yeezus. I think he voted for Yeezus, though. But I think Architect, he voted for J. Cole.
Can we please talk about fucking Yeezus? Did I miss something here?
That would have been my pick for Album of the Year.
But you're saying Album of the Year because, like we said in the review, you're saying Album of the Year because of what it meant, not because of how it sounded, right? You don't think the album is really great, do you?
I do. I still play. I in my review, because I don't want to review Born Sinner, I said it was too misses away from being a classic. I can't play that CD right now. I might play 3 songs off of it. Play Yeezus all the way through.
Did I get a different copy of Yeezus than everybody else? That shit is horrible to me.
I like that.
Horrible.
Shit.
Nigga, that might be so
team. That might be Team Young, nigga. I don't know.
That shit is so bad.
Nah,
I
can't co-sign
the car. I was about to pull over and give the car away. Fuck it. I don't even want to eject the CD. I will give you the whole goddamn car. I hate that album, yo. I hate it. I think y'all give him a look.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Bound 2, dope. New Slaves, dope. Black Skinhead, dope. I Am a God. I don't like the hook. But I don't like that Dan Croissant's line.
If Nelly came out with the very same songs that Yeezus did, y'all would call that shit trash.
Because Nelly can make Reasonable Doubt, and I'll call it trash. Nelly
could have a track from God featuring Jesus and Jay Z, and we'll call it trash. Shout out to my nigga T.I., the real T.I.
That's what I'm saying. I think y'all giving Yeezus a little bit too much room, man. But he only got two votes for that shit. Run the Jewels, shout out to Mike Bigger over there with the...
What yes, happened? That was one of my favorite mixtapes.
Yeah, you talked about that one too.
Oh, well, I was about to say I was mad about something, but it wasn't really a mixtape, so continue, sir.
She no, got I'm just going through the list. She got game, yeah, mixtape of the year. I think people are disrespecting Rhapsody at this point.
I think it's because people overlook the whole female, the female rappers in 2013 because I think Nicki ain't drop shit. So niggas ain't care. They feel like when Nicki ain't dropping nothing or she ain't on the scene that the ladies stop rapping. But nah, Rhapsody is showing y'all, nah, ladies, we out here spitting. And I know some other lady rappers out there.
Think Gay just dropped another EP. Her shit's dope. I mean,
I think Jerm got it. I think Jerm made a great point. If it ain't Nicki, nobody's checking.
And that's sad, ain't it?
And it's sad. That's what I said. 2013 was kind of bad year for the lady rappers. You know what I'm saying? And but see, one thing about Rhapsody is I don't like putting her in the box with the female MCs and shit like that because I really think she can rap. Like, for real. And I can listen to her rap because she ain't like Lil' Kim rapping about sucking dick and all that shit. And I can't rap along with them lyrics because, you know, I'd say no homo too much. You know what I'm saying? So, and that messes up the flow of the song. But Rhapsody, she just rapping. And that's why I respect her. I know some other, you know, like, Beezy was here. He'll say, oh, Angel Hayes and Nitty Scott. Well, that's all right, girls. Nitty Scott MC. Yeah.
Dropped one last year, too. I think you reviewed that one as well, GQ. You had a busy year, sir.
I did. I thought she had a pretty dope little album she put out. I thought it was pretty good.
What is it going to take for a female MC to actually get recognized? Because we got Nicki doing the pop shit. And that's the only reason people care. No one is talking about her dropping bars except for the Monster Verse.
And that was like 5 years ago. I couldn't say it right, but I said, I'm glad Blue said it, man. We live in a patriarchal society.
Hold on now. Don't fucking... Pull something. Slow down.
Yeah, man. I pulled my motherfucking saying
that. You be like gonna fall out of this motherfucker. Yeah, but yeah, right. It is fucked up, man. And do you think? Because you said this before, Jeremy, about other rappers. Is it the Ninth Wonder collabo that's fucking her up?
Would no, not dope at all.
If she was with No Idea some shit.
It might be. Maybe Ninth Wonder don't make. He don't make radio singles for her, and I think she needs a radio song. You know, I mean, I ain't saying she need to do a song with Rick Ross and have motherfucking French Montana on it. And, you know, a Young Chop on the beat. No, I ain't saying none of that. She just needs something that they can bring her to the masses because you shooting the commercials, you rapping over a Joy commercial. Yeah, I hear you on the song, but, you know, but I still don't know, you know, because she ain't like she ugly or nothing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's sad that you have to bring looks up when you're talking about a female rapper because ugly nigga rappers can make it all day. You know what I'm saying?
But that's true. I was just about to say, I think one of our nappy Afro people, and I don't want to completely misquote, so I won't say who, but I could have swore somebody said that Rhapsody looked like Bill Duke.
Damn. Yep.
For the people who don't know, Bill Duke is, you know, you done fucked up, don't you?
I was about to say, ain't that the black man with the bunny?
Yeah.
Predator. Yeah. That was shaving his head with the
They said she was like Bill Duke. And you mentioned that commercial. Maybe they didn't show her for that reason.
But I seen her. She don't look like Bill Duke.
I agree with you. I don't think she's unattractive either. But I don't, like you said, I don't know why that matters. If Craig Mack can get on the video, then goddamn it, it's fair game. Yeah. This shit's definitely fair game. Rappers of the Year, we got Drake. Did we get that one right?
Yeah,
we get that right. The Drake did
Kendrick Lamar. It was actually tied. Who was the tiebreaker? This was 5-5. So I don't know what the tiebreaker was. When I wrote it up, I said that the tiebreaker had to be that Drake had a project out. Kendrick didn't have a project out.
But Kendrick, didn't his project come out like late in 2012? Like November or something like that?
Yeah.
So he wrote, I mean, I could possibly see Kendrick being the rapper of the year because 2012 was his until Drake came out. And then Drake kind of stole the last 5 months, so I'm going to say maybe because Drake was fresher on the mind while we gave it to him, but Kendrick was running it, you know, up until, you know, Nothing Was the Same came out. Maybe that's why Drake named it that, because Nothing Was the Same when he dropped that fucking album. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick was on Everybody Bird. Kendrick, Kendrick, King Lamar, King Kendrick, and y'all having all these names. And then Drake came out, and we forgot that nigga was rapping. Like, we forgot.
But Drake, did Drake ever leave? Like, since he got his deal, has he ever left? Even when he don't have a project out,
he's still Drake been running. He's the number one draw in rap right now, and he has for the last like 3 years. Three years Drake been at the top. Like if he ain't been number one, he been number two or number three. Yeah, but man. But he's been consistently since like 09 when So Far Gone came out. You ain't got rid of Drake.
You ain't got the answers, Jerm.
You
ain't got the answers, Jerm.
Speaking of rappers of the year, Macklemore, he had some interesting comments about his Grammy. What was it, Saray? I'm pretty sure you read the article. I did.
I'm not reading that shit because...
Well, I'm just saying, just give us a synopsis.
So essentially what the issue is that Macklemore is winning awards and getting nominated for every fucking thing for that goddamn album. The album that got pushed, like, this is the issue we talked about before. I think Scarface was the one that broke it on the show. Basically, they pushed white rappers to be more talented than black rappers. Macklemore done cut some pop shit. I enjoy it. It's a catchy-ass song. But goddamn it, if we're talking about hip hop album of the year, there's no way in hell this shit wins. They up against Kendrick Lamar for best rap album. There's no way he wins this shit. And he said that if they win best album of the year or best duo, then there's probably going to be a lot of outrage. Mm. And that's what he has to say because he knows better. That nigga knows that he made a pop album that's fun, but Kendrick made a fucking dope ass hip hop album. It's a classic.
But props to him for being so self aware. To know that if he wins, it's going to be a riot.
Self-preservation. That's all that is.
I mean, let him win. I mean, so we can know that the Grammys are full of shit. I mean, let's let Macklemore win Album of the Year. Hell, and let him win Hip Hop Album of the Year. So that way we can know, like, you know what? Fuck the Grammys. Listen. We don't give a fuck.
Do we need to boycott the Grammys again?
Again? When do we stop?
Exactly. I mean, I was like, when was the last time you seen a rapper show up for the Grammys to win his, pick up his award, if they even show it on TV? You know, that's the one they just mail your ass, FedEx or shit.
Right. This is who he's up against. Album of the Year, he's going up against Good Kid, Mad City, Yeezus, Nothing Was the Same, and Magna Carta Holy Grail. Nigga, what? Wow.
He's going against three bosses.
How the fuck did you even get in the category?
Hey, you probably had one of the top, I mean, the Grammy, whoever, the category people, whoever picked this shit, they are some whack ass dudes.
Because, so wait a minute, how did Eminem not make that list?
Wow. Oh, because it's probably because it probably was
came out late. Yeah.
Shit, Nothing Was the Same came out September. Oh, but Eminem probably came out after that, right?
Came out like October, November, right?
Oh yeah, that's past the date. It's past the date.
Yeah, so this shit, I don't know how even. I guess they had
Eminem will win next year. I'm going on a limb to say that Eminem will win the Grammy for next year.
This shit is already printed, sir.
Yes.
Not only is this shit printed, they already got his time slot scheduled. Yeah. Like, you are closing out the show, Em. Thank you. He'll probably perform twice. Yeah. But we got to stop supporting the Grammys, man. This is the bullshit. And that's no shade to Macklemore and the Heist album. But.
I will say though, the gay people hate that damn LGBT song he made.
They hate it, really?
Yes, they call him fake and phony for it.
You can't win for losing, man. You try to make a song about love and embracing and prop 8, and they not with it.
Man, listen, man, because he's not gay. They don't listen. The gay agenda, if you're not, listen, man, the gays are powerful, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Except they couldn't get Phil off of Duck Dynasty.
Stop it. Now, wait a minute. Stop it. Before you get to the gay power, white power, and that shit wasn't going to happen. He said the shit that they wanted people to say. They wasn't going to let him go. That nigga got suspended for 4 seconds.
Hey, I ain't seen nobody talk shit about the gays and win like Phil, whatever his last name is. Phil from Duck Dynasty, man. The
That's gays all you need to say, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't talk shit about the gays or say anything that's against the agenda and live to have a story, a career to talk about it. Them motherfuckers said, we ain't recording shit until we get our daddy back on this show.
And them got a vacation.
Yes. A&E was like, yeah, well, all right, he's back. You know, we're going to give you the pick.
Here you go.
That's the number one show in America. Did y'all know that?
Was it the number one when this shit happened, or is it number one now?
It was number one before it happened.
Why are people? I don't understand.
That's how stupid Americans are.
Is Honey Boo Boo still on TV?
Yeah, they negotiated for more money last year. Mm. We talked about this shit on one of the shows. I think they're now getting like 1300 or 1400 an episode per person. I think Honey Boo Boo gets like $2,000.
Well, that double buy.
So I think the plan is,
and of course we don't check facts, so that's probably all wrong. Go ahead.
So I think the plan should be somebody needs one of our listeners. If y'all have a kid or about to have a kid, get a kid, fatten her up, put her on, make her belligerent, ignorant as hell, put her on TV, get $1 million, and then just send her private school and get lipo and give her a heavenly trainer and erase all that shit and just get the money.
That wouldn't work with Terrio. I'm sorry.
Man, can we save Terrio, please?
Terrio,
do we need to? Terrio doing better than we are. That nigga courtside getting autographs from Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, he's going to be dead in 5 years.
I'm about to say, how old is he now?
He's like 6. He's 200 pounds, easily.
Fucking strip club, yo. Like, he should be at the club.
He need to be the Boys and Girls Club instead of the strip club, okay? He needs to be working out, running with kids his age instead of hanging with grown-ups. Doing that, like, we're laughing at you, Terrio. We're not, like the cuteness wore off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's sad now. It's sad.
He probably
he needs to hang on to this as long as possible and milk as much. He needs to be Rick Ross's mini-me.
Oh, come on, man. We can't, you know, all these positive black people, and speaking of which, where's my fucking book? But you know, all these positive black people, can't you get somebody to help Terrio out, man?
Nah,
save Terrio, man. That'll be on my campaign. That'll be my stump speech. We're gonna save Terrio.
That's gonna be another shirt that'll never happen. It's save Terrio. It's gonna be
That's gonna be one of the limited edition shirts. Save Terrio. Hashtag save Terrio, man.
We gonna pick off of them.
Fuck that. Might as well. Everybody else eating off of.
Go ahead, G.
We need to have like a limited edition week where we get the Sweet Me Swinson shirt, the Say Terrio shirt. I think we need to do a whole Valentine's edition shirts.
What would Valentine's would be good. What would the Valentine's shirt say?
For Germ, we could get a pink and white Dr. Mom Loves Chocolate T-shirt. We can get a Hey Q T-shirt.
I think Hey Q definitely needs to happen. People are saying Hey Q in the comments now.
Mrs. Exactly. Wright.
I think
Mrs.
this shit
Wright.
Is
we get a Mrs. Wright.
Damn, she doesn't exist. There is no Mrs. Wright. I've been lying all this time.
She can't ever hear this episode.
That's why she doesn't exist. She doesn't support me. What are you talking about? There's no support. We got to get the Hey Q shirt because that shit is in the comments. We got to get like Fat Chicks Love Easy or Easy Love Fat Chicks.
Could have made a cuffing season shirt, but it's a little past that.
It's a little past cuffing season.
Yeah, this it's about
probably why we won't have no women on the show.
We can have like what's that? Sundress season shirt.
Wow. Who gonna wear that?
Yoga pants. I mean, anything. Who knows?
Definitely need to have a yoga pants shirt.
It's a little
2-bit shirt.
Yeah, 2-bit.
Definitely need a 2-bit shirt. That's all insider shit for you.
Sweet spot shirt.
Gotta find a sweet spot,
nigga.
I had like a fist. Had like a fist on that motherfucker.
Nigga,
a tightly balled fist.
I laughed so hard when you said that shit. I remember damn near passing out. That was the funniest shit ever, man. This nigga Jerry, we need to get you on stage.
That was my very first procast I ever heard.
Oh my god. That's a hell of a way to break in, dog. That shit was funny as fuck. That whole episode. What episode was that?
32,
man.
I
want to
say.
Damn.
32,
somewhere in there.
Damn, so, man, I listened to 32 and I'm on episode 99, man. It's crazy.
Hey, man, you came up like Kanye, man. You was out in the stands and now you up on the stage. Too bad we ain't got no bright lights for you.
Man, y'all threw me a Rockefeller chain and everything, man.
Nah, hey, man, I'm trying to think who that was one time that joined the site and it was like, you're not going to throw me no, you're not going to make a post welcome me to the staff. I was just like, are you kidding? I can't remember who that was.
They're probably not around now. So
shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I was geeked at the ProCast mention.
We had a lot of people become staff and just vanish on our ass, dog. It was straight disappeared. So that shit is crazy, man. Let's go ahead and take our music break before we get to the main topic.
Hey, no R. Kelly this time, sorry, right?
No R. Kelly this time, man.
And then the R. Kelly story broke, and I was like, man, we look like some fucking jerks.
But the album was dope. Did y'all listen to the album?
No, I don't listen to R. Kelly music. I only listen to Step in the Name of Love. That's the only R. Kelly song I would listen to.
You've got a daughter. I'll accept that. GQ. You got to tell me that you listened to the R. Kelly album.
I listened to R. Kelly album. I've caught lots of slander for being an R. Kelly fan. I understand it.
Cut your hair off to be like him, man. I understand.
My thing is, I just can't be a hypocrite. I have an iPhone. I know that Chinese child labor put together my iPhone. I know that.
Oh my God, that's not. I'm not
gonna... I know.
Captain Planet on us.
Yeah, man.
I know the Pentium 3 processor chip on my computer right now came from Africa to be exploited for resources. So I can't say I'm not gonna listen to R. Kelly.
Really? Is that what you're doing with this right now? The R. Kelly is bigger than your other. Like, this is crazy. It's just R. Kelly, man. We're just pissing on bitches and comparing sex to Oreos. It's real simple. It's not that
different. Yeah, and I'm also getting 13-year-old girls to fake they age so we can get married so I can hit it.
Come on, man. Easy.
They said this man camp. They said they got a McDonald's by a high school. They call it the R. Kelly McDonald's, where he take all the little young girls. And they say this man has he's like the opposite of Eddie Long. He has a choir that for young girls that he's just like, he picked the ones he want. And then they say he got like 22, 23 young girls pregnant, made them all had abortions.
So does he have, when I heard the story, I heard he was going to the high school's choir. He got his own choir?
He has a choir.
Okay, now wait a minute. This is an actual story that you're telling us right now.
Yes.
I know the story you're talking about. All the allegations is like, why are you listening to R. Kelly when all this stuff happened? I read that.
They say he has been investigated, questioned by the police at least 22 to 23 times. And like I said, people have told us stories that he camps outside high schools to pick up girls. Like, this is not it's nothing. This is that. When I read that whole, it just made me sick to my stomach. And I was like, God damn it, man.
We need Tracy May, a Chicago resident, to tell us what's going on with R. Kelly in Chicago.
This is the truth, because she told, when her and my wife was hanging out, she told my wife the story, and I was just like, damn, that's crazy. Come on, my wife's like, dang, that's what Tracy told me. She's like, I was just like, yeah, man, people, this is no new secret with R. Kelly, man. That's why I was like, man.
So we feel
like,
I can't play the fucking album no more now. Cause
can't listen to Vibe when he said Little Cute Aaliyah's got it. She was 13 years old when he made that song, man.
But everybody old was trying to fuck Aaliyah. Jay-Z was with Aaliyah, Damon Dash.
She was 18.
I don't know if she was 18. Did she live to 18?
22.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
this is going to be the damn lost episode. I'm telling you.
Hey, said, Jesus man. Christ.
Y'all think of that shit, man. The music for this episode is Big Sonk, because y'all know how I do, man. The Great American Mattress Sale. Make sure you get a copy. We're going to get into that. We're going to come back with our main topic on the Frocast, nappyafro.com, episode 99 for you motherfuckers. We'll holler in a second.
The Great American Mattress Sale. The summer is not over.
Yo.
The tape crew saved.
Yo, I've been up, I've been down. There's still a couple people around that I call family. Monkey do with a monkey see. Better get your crew if you wanna throw with me. Faker, kick back on a couple layers. With my bros getting buzzed on a couple makers. What you doing? Sitting there looking salty. Staring at my apparel that my money done bought me. The fuck happened? We used to be cool. Let me space in my corner, they used to be you. Then you switched up, bitch. Up, like a suicide attempt with your wrist cut. Nah, we don't respect it. Put that gun in your mouth, pull the trigger, make the back of your head your exit. And we can tell you all peace, so long. People looking at me like, damn, Joe, you're so wrong.
Got crazy. I wanna know how many of y'all would hold me down. Or are you only there when things are going right? A friend of me really ain't a friend of mine. Friend of mine. So listen with the bullshit you make. Niggas lying, frontin' like you got a nigga back, huh? Well, tell me where this fucking knife come from.
We started out crew deep, riding round in hoopies. I ain't have a car, somebody would have to scoop me. Happy just to be a part of it, absolutely. Anything the others would ask, I would do, see? I understand the meaning of a role player. Just to hear later on, I got a role player. Step on, taught a valuable lesson. Niggas ain't shit when the press on. Lack of aggression, probably had you under the impression that my will was your possession. Welcome to the changing of the guard, minds of a tactician. A lot of what I heard was probably fiction. Losing my religion, yeah, inching closer to God. I forgave, I understand, man, it's flawed. Staring at the cards I was dealt to make a grown man melt. But me, I just tighten up the belt.
If shit got crazy, I wanna know how many of y'all would hold me down. Or are you only there when things are going right? A friend of me, really ain't a friend of mine. Friend of mine. So listen to me with the bullshit you niggas lying. Niggas lying. Frontin' like you got a nigga back, huh?
Pussy, 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 ass nigga. Smiling in your face, but turn around and want a knife. You have an eye like they ache for something, frontin' like they like you. In the same swing, I cut my grass and saw you with the viper on the creek. Beef is when you make your friend and me start your cheat. We'll make you go and get your own focus, time to eat. Giving you advice, they plan of action is deceit. Double talking when they speak and have the nerve to call you weak. This is some shit I can't stand for. Knock them down to size, I own the flow, whichever hurts more. Cause the minute you sleep on them, they gon' make your bed. If you ain't got no loyalty, you living like the dead. Heard what I said, nobody hurt you like your family. And you might just be a target to the one next to you standing. If you think this verse about you, that's a pill you gotta swallow. You can bet you about a dollar, a hurt dog holler.
If shit got crazy, I wanna know how many of y'all would hold me down. Or are you only there when things are going right? A friend of me, really ain't a friend of mine. Friend of mine. So listen me with the bullshit you niggas lying. Niggas lying. Frontin' like you got a nigga back, huh? Well, tell me where this fucking knife comes.
Mattresses, mattresses, we got mattresses. Mattresses, mattresses, bitch, we got mattresses.
Blackest fucking place in hip hop, dude. For real. I mean, think about it. Like, I'm like baffled by the shit that I'm seeing, man. It's like the shit that a kindergartner can come up with. Like, for real. For real.
The taped crew savior.
Ah, rap. Nigga, and I ain't talking about gift giving, I'm talking about living, nigga, for spitting. Riddle my competition with ammunition, no pistol could admit, still enough to leave a missing. I suggested that you listen closely, most folks phony. Greet you like a homie, later act like you don't know me. Throw your name in the middle like money over money. Think it's funny till you find yourself crashing over dummies. They're asking for me to spit, I tell them niggas to rap. Night of the living dead, I'm existing off naps. I don't bicker with bitches, I bitch ass niggas in fact. Wanna hang in Mississippi, I can give you some slack. Kicking chips from under other rap, niggas, you whack. I lay my game flat, you can have your spot back. Thought that ass slipping, now I'm swimming in your missus. Like I'm white water rapping, coming up for Ann gasping. She suck it like a vacuum, I ain't even next for it. I keep it at the bottom like my Mac dashboard. Wanna keep your baby mama, better Honda passport it to the closest ATM. This is real life extortion with real life results. For trill minds of thoughts, dead conversations and pile up reports. But I'm miles away from David Street, that's why I cooked up the first batch of bad luck for any to challenge me. Yeah, too fat, nigga, rap like an athlete. Hogging up lanes, cause there ain't no passing me. For real, say the wrong thing and get slapped. Who say niggas from the South can't rap, bitch?
Giving them words about the South, we make them pay attention. Went from hearing about them now and then to every day they mention. Yeah, and how these record labels play positions, moving their offices so they closer to the Mason Dixon. How that happened? All the credit from rapping supposed to go to a nigga with the northern accent and a Yankees jacket. But niggas see now, try to front and you see now. Better believe we got the key now, for real. I mean, on stage a nigga light up, on instrumentals black out. Opening any shows can make your headliner black out. When celebrating achievements later, talking with rap out. I'll only floss a little, I won't be pulling no black out. Cause little niggas in my city often hold the Mac out. Teaching about onomatopoeia, they can tell you black cat, black cat, black cat, black cat. Now that that's out, is money worthless with no purpose for service, so back out. They always talking about somebody changing. I put money up, I leave the game from the door I came in. Too many rap niggas lame, so I speak the lamest. I speak my hieroglyphics, no one decipher my painting. So what's the point of me aiming? Yeah, you rap and pray and say amen. And thank God for existing in that ignorant lane that I be letting you stay in.
My real rap niggas know what this is. Down south nigga, still influenced by the Nas, Biggies and Kisses. Bitch, she is on the mic, that's an understatement. Cause I do on accident what you niggas would call flagrant. That mean I hit the hardest, bitch, and I ain't even trying. Ain't even lying, niggas hate me, they even crying. Like how the hell he get a record deal? He ain't had no buzz, don't worry about it, ho, that's what low does. Been 10 years since you heard a motherfucker this nasty. Bitches be catching orgasms just from walking past me, they tricks. Just like air ho up in the hood, taking dicks. And I ain't talking no sporting goods, I'd be rich if I did what all these niggas is doing. But history I'm pursuing, so miss me with all that lame shit. Danger from the start, got anger in my heart. Switchblade, make your bitch made, nigga, play your part. It's Southside till I die.
that's a part of me. Car bomb flow, I know they wish they never started me. Gassed up in that nab truck, needing fast bucks. Got a lot, but need a little more, like an old fab cut. Half butt, one job, represent the mob. GPT, flex and get your ass robbed. Now tell the truth, you ain't seen a nigga ass fire. A bad liar, swell up your jaw, quagmire. I pass by your three tires and a donut. My backside dipping like, so what? Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But when I get on this mic, you niggas know I'm straight tripping, ripping. And I'm not just a rapper, I'm really just starting. I wear many hats like Cole on Martin. If you see me, you know I got them underdogs with me. And I'm steady streaming Mississippi, Tito Lopez. Yo,
I'm giving niggas a crash course on how to take it back to the asphalt. We the task force, ready to blast off and eat a nigga face like Pac-Man on basalt. Another plane, another stamp in the passport. Another marble mouth nigga with a glass jaw. I say listen up, hip-hop being in the South. Nigga, loosen up the straps from your Jansport and let them know what I stand for. Raw Carolina nigga spit butane to the low sanger hook like Lou Rawls. Turn around and kick fly shit like Liu Kang. If they ain't got a budget, I ain't budging. Get your paper, cousin, maybe we can do things. I spit game for them niggas that's a slave to the rhythm, man, slave to they bills, dog. 2 Chainz, riding around and I'm getting it. Carolina Brown and I'm living it. So now you might wanna gather around your constituents. Play along, say the wrong thing, get slapped. Who said niggas from the South can't rap? Can't rap.
All right, so our main topic today is apparently dudes is going crazy. Is that fair to say? Fair file? Is this, we've got Dwayne Wade getting engaged to Gabrielle Union. Huge rock. Huge rock. It was like a city block. And then he comes out a little bit later and says, hey, by the way, I got another baby. But they were on a break. She apparently knew that they were on a break when the shit happened. He's got a kid. I don't know how old the kid is. Jeremy might have to give us some facts on that one. And it was somebody else that was fucking on a break and had a kid. Who's the other person?
That would be Ludacris.
Ludacris got a kid too on a break. So we got to find out today, is it okay, first of all, going raw in somebody while you're on a break from your girl? And secondly, is it cool to get somebody pregnant while on a break? What's fair or foul on break from your main chick? King Germs, since you're married and not fucking with white women no more, we might as well start with you.
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to know, like, how do you get somebody pregnant on break from a relationship? Like, what makes you so comfortable, you know, with a side partner that you would take rubbers off and risk, you know, somebody getting pregnant? But, you know, what I'm thinking is, you know, it's just a nice way to say, you know, he was out cheating. And, you know what I'm saying? He had a baby because, yeah, I guess you just save face. You say, oh, we wasn't together then, but I don't understand if me and my wife had some issues and whatever, and I go out and sleep with another girl. I mean, first of all, I'm gonna make sure it's strapped up. Secondly, if she get pregnant, I'm gonna feel like a fucking, I'm gonna feel horrible.
Yeah, but Jerm, you're a respectable person.
Yeah, man. I mean,
we're not talking about respectable people. If you had endless money, you walk around, you rich, you're a superstar, pussies get thrown at you every day, and the chick that you with, y'all ain't getting along, and she decides that y'all need to take a break, or you decide you can take a break. And so you, after the game, y'all just won. You just beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
really? did he have a Swiss burger too after that?
He probably did. He came out with his sweet meat Swiss shirt on. They just beat the Cavs by like 70, 80 points. And, it's a lot of nice young women that want to have your company. Are you supposed to tell them no?
I mean, you know, okay, make sure this door closed. Make sure can't nobody hear that. Yeah. All right, let me say this. First of all, if I'm rich, my wife ain't telling me shit. I'm running everything. You hear me? I'm just gonna be real. Like, I'm just gonna let her know. Like, I mean, where you gonna go from here? Like, I mean, I said, Dwayne Wade is worth $120 million. Gabrielle Union is worth, they say, $12 million. I don't see how she worth $12 million. I mean, bring it on, money. Like, you know, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? 30 movies.
They all on Redbox too.
I mean, 30 movies. Like, it ain't like no blockbusters. She ain't in no blockbusters. Her biggest blockbuster was the Steve Harvey movie, Think Like a Man. And then there was like 10 people in that movie.
She was in Bad Boys, right? She was in Bad Boys 2 or something.
Doing what? The white girl had a bigger role than her.
That's true.
She was like somebody's sister or some shit like this. She wasn't even, come on, man.
She bring was it on. Ice Cube, too.
Wow, that's saying something.
Hey, Friday is one of the top grossing bootleg
movies. And it was one of the cheapest movies to make.
There you go.
So that lets you know that she ain't making no bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
I'm just trying to defend it. I don't really.
No, don't defend her. First of all, like I said, I don't have no problem with Dwayne Wade doing what he did. First of all, you got your old woman. She's 41 years old. Oh. And Dwayne Wade said he want to have a tribe of kids. She made it clear when she was 37 that she didn't want to have no babies. So, you know, so if your man gets some babies outside and you know he want babies, he's still like, you know, you got to give him a baby, girl. I don't give a fuck what you thinking. And so now you old as hell, your eggs all stale. And you know what I'm saying? Damn. Yeah, nah, of course, man. And then, so I don't have no problem with Dwayne Wade did, man, not at all. She's a stupid, the chick for, you know, taking him back. But I can understand because, like you said, she's only worth $12 million. He's worth $120 million. You know what I'm saying? So stay with him. You know what I'm saying?
What about the fact that he went raw?
Hey, man, $120 million make you forget a lot of things, man. I mean, you know how many chicks that got punched in the face by a nigga that work at the fucking city, the garbage man? Boom, and she ain't did nothing? Now think about if a nigga to make $1 million, this man make $100,000 a night. Yeah, of course. What? Oh, you cheated? You only got one baby on me? Oh, that's cool, man. We can overlook that. Put him with the other three or four kids that you got that be coming to the house every weekend that I don't really like. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
I feel like he probably nutted in her and wrote her a check, like, at the same time. Man, like, because I'm paid. He's probably like, here's a zero.
He nutted all up in her, man. No regard. Now, Ludacris on the other end, this girl dropped out of school for him. Like, she has nothing. Like, she really can't say shit because, you know, you was on your way to being a doctor. And then, you know, you dropped out of school to be with Ludacris. Like, don't you understand that your road was going to last a little bit longer than his, but now he's shooting movies and shit. So, you know, they say Ludacris, he
got to pay. This is his main chick dropped out of school?
Yes. Her name is like Eudoxy or some shit like that.
So, and she dropped out of school to be with this nigga, and then they took a break, and he got somebody else pregnant.
Yes. Took a break is a new word saying I cheated, okay?
That means that I'm not obligated to you right now. It means shut the fuck up about what I'm doing.
That's called saving face, okay? That's what it's called.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, we was broke up when this happened.
In high school, sir. I was on a break with somebody for about 3 days.
Did you get him pregnant?
No.
In 3 days?
Did
you have sex with anybody in those 3 days?
Oh, yes, I did. I had it lined up when I broke up with her. That's how this shit works.
So you was... Oh, my God, sir. You're horrible, man.
99 culture, episodes, man. In. You're just not figuring this out?
Showing you yellow right now.
I'm showing every week I show my yellow, man. Fuck. GQ Blue, you've been quiet on this topic, man.
Yes.
I'm just trying to say, is the lines tapped?
No, the lines aren't tapped. Okay. My thing is, why? Why are you still not wrapping it up?
Thank you. I'm working 120. Yeah, I got personal condoms there.
Sometimes you gotta take a risk. Sometimes you gotta fuck with the condom with the head out. If you rich, you need a little risk.
If you rich, you have the super luxurious liquid condoms. You don't gotta worry with the damn lifestyles like the rest of us poor folks do.
Hey, man.
I told you he probably fucked and wrote a check. And thought it was.
He writing a check, all right. He gonna write a check, all right. You got every month for 18 exactly. years.
Shit.
If I got Dwayne Wade money, the first thing I'm doing, I'm getting the 24-hour condom I can wear all day that I don't even feel. The no-feel condom.
And that chick getting a Plan B pill in her drink before we fuck. That's what I'm talking about. She thinks she's getting Molly. Nah, bitch, this Plan B right here. This is...
just get a vasectomy out the gate.
Nah, I don't want to do that, man. Bump that. I want to see it coming out. Sorry.
Oh, God.
If I'm rich, I'm... When I drop my kids off on your face, I want to see that.
Oh, God! Sir.
So to apologize to little Johnny who stopped listening to the Pro Horseman because it's all right. language.
Wow, sir. Wow. So, yeah, GQ, what were you saying, man?
I don't know, man. Germs in there. I can never go at the germ, man. That's
okay, so what constitutes a break? What's a legit break to where you should be able to see other people?
I don't think there should be any kind of break. Because all that break. Shit is murky. We either together or we not.
Exactly. Ain't no, because if we not together, then it doesn't matter what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't together.
But sometimes together, you break up, you don't know. It'd be like, fuck you, I won't see you no more.
I can't, if I'm broke up and I still want to be with this person, I'm not going to go out and fuck nobody else. That's just how it's going to be. Like, if I still think that it's a chance for, you know, us to get back together, I'm not going to, you know, start fucking with nobody else. Because then that's like some emotionless sex and I might as well just go buy some pussy. Like, I mean, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I just.
Take that same approach and now you're Dwayne Wade.
But he went raw. I mean, if I buy some pussy, I'm strapped up. You know, if I get a hooker pregnant, she can't throw that baby on me. I'm like, bitch, you fucking everybody. The fuck, you know how you know it's mine? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Hey, man, these motherfuckers out there fucking without condoms. That's what happens.
Hey, man, I just don't understand, man. Mm-mm.
Right now, you're a married man. Do you use condoms, sir?
Of course.
Really?
Yes.
Are you lying again, Jern?
Safe sex is the way to go in 2014.
Shit. GQ Blue.
That's not just for her protection, it's for mine also.
Seriously.
Yes.
It's like this nigga lying again, Eddie GQ.
I want no more kids. I mean, something like that, man.
I mean at some point I have heard that birth control is harmful for a woman's body. So I mean, hey, I feel Jern. Respect, Jern. Respect on that, man. You looking out for Dr. Miles.
On birth control, dog.
I just never heard
you say.
She's
one of the most responsible people ever, and that's why I was just like, "Whoa, that birth control shit is nah, man." So we gotta until when she get old and you know start going through them changes or whatever, you know she ain't gonna get no hysterectomy and no shit like that. You know, I just can deal with that, but so I don't know what that is. But
when you go to the store to buy the fuck, or are you online ordering these shits? Do they look at you weird because you got the wedding ring on and you're buying the condoms?
No, I just get mine like everybody get theirs. I go to the fucking free clinic and get the bag, the little brown paper bag that's wrapped up with the, you know, the condoms. Or I go to steal them from barbershops, you know, wherever I can get them from, man. I don't have a brand that I deal with. I just get whatever they is, man. I mean, you know.
You just went from being all extra responsible to not giving a fuck in the same sense.
I mean, they got to be, you know, I look at dates and shit, but I mean, you know.
I refuse to believe that you get the brown bag of 30 condoms and checking the dates on 30 condoms.
Listen, they all the Trojan ENZs in the blue pack, man. Still use Trojans, man. Shout out to your boy, man.
That's that old school kind of right
there. Dota Alabama, man.
You look young to be using Trojans like that in the blue pack.
That's what the free one. That's the free one. So that's the ones I use.
That's that old school right there. I thought I was the only one that was married still buying condoms because I still get the looks. Like I'm about to go out and do something terrible.
Gee, yeah. I mean, you know. Like, you might get looks how you buying the extra large magnums and shit.
Hold on, man.
That's my way to look for, like, ooh. The XXXXL magnums. Like, oh, we got to get these from the back.
You stupid, dog. I swear for God, man, you stupid. GQ.
What's up?
Let's say hypothetically. If a player running for president like yourself was having sex right now, not married, would you be using condoms on a break? Or would you even have sex on a break?
I'm with Jern, man. We're not putting no break. To me, a break is, hey, you need some time.
Yeah.
If you tell me you need some time, I understand that. We're not doing breaks.
Nope.
Because break is too messy. Like you saw, right? I don't do drama. I don't want no messiness. So we can be, you know, we need some time. Like, hey, yo, I need some time to myself to chill. You need some time to chill. We can chill. We're not breaking. If you break it, we done.
Yep.
So then have you ever gone with somebody or, you know, decided to be a couple again with somebody after you broke up?
No.
So once you break up, it's done.
It's a wrap.
Journey.
We ain't friends no more. Hell nah, I told you, man. Once I break up with a girl, we ain't even friends no more. I ain't friends with no girl I used to mess with because I made sure that I don't want. Once I see it's over, oh, it's over. Like, you cease to exist in my world. I can see you in the store. I'm walking by. That's just how it is, man. I mean, mm-mm. There's one girl that, you know, we was on break and then I tried to make it work, but, you know, she did some foul shit while she was on break and I was just like, oh, really? Oh, it's a wrap then. You know what I'm saying? Cause I made her, you know, decide. I said, look, you're going to be with me. You're going to be with your friends. And, you know, she had like her friends are more important. So, hey, fuck it.
Damn, so you tried to break situation.
Tried to break. I broke up with her. I was like, yo, you need to get your shit together. And she crying and begging her homegirl, which I think they was eating each other pussy, but that's another story for another day. You know what I'm saying? Because I called her and her homegirl has the phone. Why are you calling her? You broke up with her. I'm like, why are you giving me so much opposition? Like, you just a friend. Like, what the fuck is going on? But, you know, come to find out, you know, maybe they did something. Who knows?
When she answered the phone, was her mouth real wet? Was she like, hello?
Wow. Her homegirl answered the phone. Like,
that's
I said,
what I'm saying. Was her mouth real wet?
Yeah, man, who knows? Like I said, who knows? We called this girl Philadelphia because she was ill. She went from, we call her Illy. We were like, oh, Illy. That's what we call her because she was just disgusting.
She was a Madden All-Star?
Man, she was a couple of niggas partied her. And that's why I couldn't have, I was just like, when I found out all about her, my boy was like, oh, your girl hang with her? He was just like, he was laughing like, man, that's a wild girl right there. When she told me that, I tried to get away, but it was too late. And so, you know. Mm.
Did you?
But like,
go ahead, my bad.
But I said, that's another story for another day. So, all right.
That kind of led me to the next story, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, even though I know this is our main topic, but this kind of plays into what you just said. Allegedly, Nicki Minaj is pregnant by Lil Wayne or Drake. Or who's the other nigga? Was it Ross or Khalid?
God damn. So when are you going to say the fiance name?
He wasn't one of the ones mentioned, dog.
Oh, my God,
man. She's allegedly pregnant by one of them. They apparently had a party one night. She got partied. That's the rumor. That's the look. That's the rumor that we're reporting on the internet, allegedly. Nappy Afro's not saying this.
Saul Wright is saying this. We're gonna go ahead on record.
Hey, no, we ain't going to fucking record, man. That's what I read on the internet, on the interweb, is that allegedly she's pregnant by Wayne or Drake, or I think the other one was Khalid. She got partied.
What is this on TMZ?
I don't even think it made TMZ round. Once it's on TMZ, it's confirmed. Y'all gonna quit slander TMZ. If it's on TMZ, it's a wrap.
TMZ also said Lil Wayne was dead, but, you know.
Lil Wayne probably did die a couple times. Let's not let's not act like that's too far-fetched. I'm sure Lil Wayne has died at least twice.
Damn.
God damn. So if
man. That's fucked up.
If you found out that the chick that you was fucking with got down like that. Let's say it was on a break. Let's say it was a break that you agreed to, and she got down.
I might have to strangle her. I mean, because hopefully I didn't kiss her after all this went down or hold her hand. I just, oh, God, that would be like the death of me. That's like, I don't know, maybe that would be like my worst fucking fear, that I was with a girl that got partied and I ain't know nothing about it and, you know, but everybody else did. Oof. Oof.
Yeah, it just sounds horrible, dog.
Oof.
So allegedly, I'm trying to see if I can find it. You know, everyone's probably trying to fact check. Don't fact check.
Nah, man, fuck it. Let them do the searching, man.
Well, there you go. While you're searching,
I want somebody to say, too. Now listen to this podcast. They said Nicki Minaj is pregnant by Ross, Wayne, and Drake, and DJ Khaled. Whoa!
We might make the rounds at that point. We might get picked up.
Yeah, man.
Actually, you know what? For our listeners and our comments, we want y'all to be the investigative reporters. Comment back and y'all find out what happened.
Yeah, y'all tell us who y'all think is the baby daddy.
There's no point in asking them to comment anymore. It's over. These people don't do anything we ask them to do. We ask them to call in, to leave shit for the show. We ask them to buy shirts. They don't do shit.
Free call. It ain't like y'all. I mean, everybody got cell phones these days. Ain't no such thing as long distance no more. So if it's a number that's tripping y'all up, man, y'all motherfuckers suck, man.
You know what? I'm gonna cut them some slack. This Team Young that we talking to. Text us your thoughts. We will read them on air. Text us.
Yes. Yeah, Texas.
I don't need these niggas texting me. They're going to be texting ringback tones and all kinds of shit.
They're going to text the 347 number, the number that I have not memorized yet, but still, you know.
That's even more reason, because we ain't shit. That's why they ain't calling, because we not shit. The difference is that we know we're not shit. Yes. Y'all niggas really think y'all special.
Yep.
Y'all can't do the little shit we ask. Let's wrap this shit up before we start talking to our four listeners. You got any shout-outs, Jerm?
Shout out to, I'm glad that we are 97 episodes ahead of, my dog Deezus. He's got his podcast going now, him and Mero. Got the internet on fire, man. So, you know, I mean, I'm glad we got a little leg up and hopefully, you know, he can throw me a bone, throw us a shout out over there on the Deezus versus Mero show. You know, I'm gonna tweet him and let him know. So he gonna give me a shout out. Fuck that. Dude, I retweet too much of your shit, my nigga. You not the motherfucking.
They funnier than us, and they do a show in like 30 minutes.
30 minutes. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm upset now because I steal a lot of Jesus material, and now the real y'all got the real live, like, you know, who I be getting some of my jokes from, and y'all got him, so I don't know what I'm gonna do for material no more. I'm the Carlos Mencia of this fucking podcast.
Shit.
And y'all niggas, man, so, you know, shout out to my nigga Jesus, man. You know, I'm not gonna give you his Twitter, so y'all go follow him. No, I'm not gonna do that, man. So, but shout out to my nigga Jesus, man.
You kind of gotta give him the.
Nope, I'm not gonna do it. It's all right. I'm not gonna do it. We're gonna lose the listener. Then we're gonna be down to one listener. I'm not doing that.
Already said his name. It's a wrap.
I just said Jesus. They're gonna have to do the rest of the work to find what his Twitter is.
If you Google Jesus, I'm sure that there's not a lot of different options that show up. It's probably just him. That's it.
Yeah. He is the top. When you put Jesus in, his is the top. And his Twitter is the top. So I'm not going to tell you how to spell Jesus either. So
is it Jesus or DeSeuce?
It's Jesus.
You should have. No, I'm saying you should have said DeSeuce. It would have got another show out.
Nah, that's not how you say it. I can't, but we could. Gotta pay homage to say the man name the right way. It's already, I steal his jokes. And the least I could do is pay homage, man. So, you know, that's my shout out for the week.
Hey, man, that podcast is good, man. I can't even front on that.
It's funny, man. It's funny.
I don't like listening to other podcasts because I think everybody's better than us. But his shit is funny. I got to give props for that shit.
Props for New York, I might find a little some more of the humor funny. But, I mean, he is fucking clowning. And, you know.
Hey, NBA Jeans, my nigga. Hey, NBA man. Jeans. When that nigga said that J. Cole makes duvet music.
I had to look up what duvet was.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know. But I didn't like it. It was a lot of J. Cole slammed on that first show. So
they destroyed
it. It's kind of upset. They said he got, what they call it, Lyrical NyQuil or something like that.
I put that in the review. They called that nigga Lyrical NyQuil. They said, how many grand counts is his album?
That man said, if you score over 1,000 on your SAT, I don't want to hear you rap. He said his music was something thread counts. He said the Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond, like it's at the front of the store when you walk in. Yo, they destroyed that nigga. So yeah, props. Good call out, man. Good call out on that. Is that your only shout out?
Yeah, man, that's my only shout out. Shout out to Queen Jern. She just walked through the garage to check on me, make sure I wasn't freezing to death.
Hey, y'all, did y'all hear that? Germans out there in the sub-zero temperatures recording this show for y'all.
For y'all.
For y'all. So y'all can buy a shirt, you motherfuckers. GQ Blue, you got your shout-outs, bro?
First off, hey, Q.
Hey, Q.
Q, everybody, Q. She looked at me when I said that, so. I got to shout everybody for the centennial, man. Got to shout-out everybody. I ain't going to put the government names out, so shout-out to Knowledge. Shout out to Point Blank. Shout out to Blue Punisher. Shout out to Blue Ocean. Shout out to Redemption. Shout out to my Neo, Blue Rush, all the Blue and White family, Beta Beta Zai, Cheddar the Made Me. Shout out to Charles Talbert, Quincy Roseboro, to my mentors and Sigma. We turn 100 tomorrow, y'all. Turn up. Also, want to thank everybody. For the professional side, I want to thank everybody who forwarded our FAFSA PowerPoint that I had to put out and make. We were supposed to have a FAFSA night for the kids, but it was like 30 below zero in Louisville, so we had to cancel it. So thank you for all the organizations, community organizations that forwarded that and helped everybody get some financial aid information. And if anybody needs, this is real talk, all my college listeners, I know we got Team Young folk on the call, on listening to the Frocast. If you need information on applying for financial aid to college, hit me up. I have a PowerPoint that will show you how to fill out your financial aid form you need to fill out for college. So hit me up.
Do you have that guide for a graduate school for black men?
Yes, I do.
I don't have mine yet. So I don't have any shout outs this week.
Oh, can I get one more shout out, man? I've almost forgot. I just want to give a shout out to Queen Jern for sticking by my side. For the last 10 years, we've been married for 10 years. It's fucking awesome.
They so, still together.
Shout out to her, man.
10 years, dog.
I falsified my ID to marry her, man. And it's been great,
gonna,
man.
It's gonna keep going with that, huh?
Yeah, man. Get out of here, man.
10 years of marriage. What advice do you have for these young players out here? 10 years in the game.
Man, listen, man, respect, man. That's all it's about, man. Respect, and don't try to change a motherfucker. If you know what I'm saying, just respect each other. Communication. I know everybody, that's an old cliche, but communication is key. If you don't feel like being bothered, just say you don't feel like being bothered. If you want some attention, just say you want some attention. But sitting there throwing a tantrum because you want some attention, or sitting there you got problems and not talking to your mate, it ain't gonna help you. So it's all about communication. It's all about respect, man. That's just that's all. And keep laughing, man. If you can't laugh at each other, like, you should never get so serious that you can't laugh no more. And the shit that you did, you know, when you met each other, keep doing that shit, man, because it'll keep you together, man. I mean, just because you've been together for a little, you ain't got, cause I know you sit there, you're gonna recycle stories and all that shit. So what? Tell the same story fuck again. If you laugh the first 5 times, I'm gonna laugh the 6th time, man. So, you know, that's just what it is, man.
Hey, man, props to all. Hey, go ahead.
That's the shirt right there. We need to get a shirt that says, I want that King Germ, Queen Germ kind of love. That'd be the hottest shirt on.
I'm about to say, Germ won't even wear that goddamn shirt.
Hell no. Nah. I'm like, where my wedding ring? Nigga, the fuck out of here.
You ain't got our fans. They post all this other kind of goddamn love they want.
See what I'm saying, man? Germ already that vetoed the shirt. That's some bullshit right there, man. I ain't got no shout outs because fuck it. That's why. This is episode 99 of the Procast. I'm your man, Saul Ray, aka Rice and Bird, sitting in with King Germ and GQ Blue. The next episode is episode 100. So I need y'all to understand, if you have any fucks left to give,
any,
just spare one.
You know what I'm saying? Just give us one fuck. If you got one fuck,
look under the couch. Look under the bed. Look between the goddamn crevices of your car seats.
Check those jeans you ain't wore in 2 months.
I mean, look in the 5th pocket. Goddamn, unball them socks. That little sock you jack off in. Find one fuck.
Not that sock. Can it not be that sock?
Hey man, listen, man. These are listeners, man. You never know, man. I mean, you know, I'm trying to help them out.
Just, you know, we'd appreciate. If you could give us a phone call, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Oh, don't
something.
Think I ain't going to hit a building block and he going to have to say some shit. Just call and Coco, she going to have to call and leave something. Tracy May going to have to call and leave something.
You've been on the show. You can drop a line, man. The number is 347-201-2572. I feel like we begging motherfuckers to just say what's up. But that's because we begging motherfuckers to just say what's up. That's pretty much it. 347-201-2572. Nobody says hello. With the number, you just go straight to voicemail and just say some shit. Say, you know, it'll be our anniversary. Say happy anniversary. Happy 100 episode. It's all right, ain't shit. I want that King Germ, Queen Germ kind of love. Say hey, Q. You got some yoga pants. Say anything. Just give us a call, man, so we can put you on the next show. And if you're not there, you're going to hear about it. Yeah. It's 99 episodes. We done bitched for at least 96 of them. So you're going to hear about it. You might as well call in, leave us some props for our next episode. So episode 100, we're going to try and do something special. See if we can get these motherfuckers together. And if not, it'll be the same 3 niggas holding it down that's been holding it down. And we'll holler at you on the next episode. Episode 100, nappyafro.com. We out. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.